Welcome to Glory and Peace Church International. Our Bible studies are on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And our prayer meetings are on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and are only available on Zoom. Our Zoom meeting ID is 851-8432-5513, passcode 945071. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in September. If you're interested in being baptized, please let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our social media platforms. We are collecting winter items for the Champlain School, such as winter jackets, scarves, neck warmers, mitts, and hats. If you prefer to make a monetary donation, please mark the envelope Champlain School. The
economy of God is based on service. Acts of love.
Reach out today to see where you can serve.
Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome everyone this morning. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome to those online. It's good to see everyone. Hallelujah. Let's start praise and worship together this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done, for what you are doing, Lord, behind the scenes. That which we do not see, Father, we thank you for. That which we do see, we thank you for, God. We acknowledge that you are the great God. You are the mighty one this morning, and nothing is impossible for you. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. Yes, Lord.
You.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Just lift your hands up to Him. And we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all.
thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. We are thankful that we are alive, awakened by the breath of your word. Our eyes open to behold you. Our ears attentive to hear you. Our voices ready to praise and worship you. The God who inhabits the praises of his people. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done that is now, even now, being made manifest in us and through us. For we are certain and certified in our spirits with this acknowledgement that you are a good God and your thoughts towards us are good for an expected end. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom has come. Your will even now is being done in the earth as it is in heaven. We live not in fear, we live in faith, knowing, Father, that you care for us. We celebrate your goodness, Most High, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you, don't sit yet. I want you to do something. One of the songs that you did today, praise and worship one. Praise. Now, take advantage of this. Do you know why God wants you to dance? Anybody? There are so many reasons. But you'll be surprised about one of the reasons. Huh? Keeping awake? Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. There's a reason for dance. You see, your body is a machine that needs to be exercised. Do you know that? And the time of praise is an automatic time for you to exercise. There are all kinds of reasons, but that's one of the reasons. So give me a praise song. What am I doing now? believer and you're worshiping, you get an exercise at the same time. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 We prosper and we're in health. Praise the Lord. Amen. You move all those joints, everything, move it. Shake it. Amen. Praise God. Didn't that look like a dance? You can't be going like this and be moving everything. Use it. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. You may be seated. Is that Pastor Sunday that I see there? Wow, so good to see you. Amen. Good to see the family. Good to see the family. God is faithful. Thank you, worship team. That was just wonderful. I thank God for every one of you. And I thank God, the God that we serve is faithful. He has good things in his heart for us. And today, position yourself to receive it. Amen? Before Mama comes and leads us in our time of prayer, I want to remind you that on the 2nd is a new year, Rosh Hashanah. So from the 2nd to the 4th, we are going to be having a celebration, a feast of the Lord in this house. We want to hear what God has to say to us concerning the days to come. Amen? So position yourself to come and participate. Then on the 11th, I believe, 11th and 12th, we are going to have the Feast of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur, a very powerful feast of the Lord. And these feasts are not Jewish feasts. They are the feasts of the Lord. These are set times that God has set to accomplish certain things in our lives. These are services that we must not miss. Amen? You just need to be in the presence of God. God is going to put inside of you so many things at these times. And then right after the Feast of Atonement, we are going to go on to what we call the Feast of Sukkot. The Feast of Sukkot is going to start on Wednesday the 16th to the 23rd, 7 days. We are going to come here and we are going to be under the tabernacle of the Lord. Amen? You need to stay there. The Word of God says in Psalm 91, what does Psalm 91 say? He that what? Dwelleth in the secret place. He that tabernacles in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of what? Of the Almighty. Amen? You need to come under that covering. Praise the Lord. And during these feast days, that's the time God says you should not come empty-handed. It's a time of seeding, and God will multiply your seed sown. Of all the seasons of the feast, the ones that God speaks multiplication of your seed into at this feast, and he's put it there for a reason. I don't know if you're experiencing it yet, but I'm experiencing it. In fact, I think it was yesterday, I heard the Lord. He said to me, he says, get ready. I'm going to ask you for an offering that will cover the whole week and month. He said, I'm not asking it of anybody else. I'm going to ask it from you. I said, Lord God Almighty, what kind of thing is this? He said, do you trust me to bless you? I said, yes, I trust you. He said, then get ready. It is not going to be the doing of a man. It's not for my salary. I've not earned a wage for some months. But it's asking me. But you will know, not for my offering. Because God is faithful. What I'm speaking to you about, I practice and I know the results. Praise the Lord. So get ready for a mighty work of grace in all of our lives. Amen? God is raising up men and women. When God asks you for an offering, he's not trying to raise a donation, raise some money. He's trying to raise up a mighty man, a mighty woman of God. And let's get ready to be raised up, because the theme of God is one for all three. Let God arise. Where is he going to arise? Inside of you, inside of me. And as God rises up inside of you in your praise and worship, oh, watch out, devil. We are going to trouble the enemy of our souls. Praise the Lord. Get ready to be troubled. Amen. You don't think I'm serious? I say, get ready to become trouble. Not you being troubled, you troubling the enemy. Amen? Mama, please come. Lead us.
Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. Well, this morning I'm going to pray for the children. I encourage as many of you can get to the altar, get there. I'm going to pray for the whole family. All right? I've seen some things, and I'm just going to declare. I will not tell you what I've seen, but I will declare victory over everyone. Say amen. All right, let us. You can make it to the altar, make it. Let us pray. And those of you at home, you just stretch your hands from wherever you are and get your portion for your household. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God, that you are a good God. We thank you for another wonderful day you've given to us, that we can stand before your presence and give you glory. We thank you for life that you've given to us. We celebrate it. Thank you for all our biological children, spiritual children, partners and extended families, and friends all over the world. Lord, we lift our families before you. Every single family hearing the sound of my voice. From age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those are to be born, and those walking every decade of life. Father, visit your people. Let the powers of darkness be destroyed. Every agenda and assignment of Satan against every family here, let it be annulled now in the name of Jesus. Every height, every depth that they have gone through, may the fire of God consume every work of darkness. Every pit the enemy have set and every trap, we say let the enemy fall upon his own trap. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God burn, burn. Everybody say burn, burn, burn. Every enchantment and every divination and every work of darkness, in the name of Jesus, every creature assigned is set to be burnt now. In the name of Jesus, let your people be free. Let them walk in victory. Let there be light. in everyone's path. Let there be light in their body, light in their homes, light in their business, light in the ministry, light for their personal life. Somebody say, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let every darkness be vanquished. Every satanic serpentine spirit be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every python spirit and constriction be destroyed. Every layer of the enemy be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every coven be destroyed. Wherever your name is mentioned that is not of God, we cancel it now. They have no effect over any one of you. You are the child of the Most High God. Jesus is Lord over every one of our lives. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord of me and my household. In Jesus' mighty name. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. With your holy word. Put your fire around them. Your hedge intact. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you and see you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, visit us, fill us, move in our lives, move in this church, our city, our homes, our nation, and everything you have assigned to our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, we have a lot of reading. Not that lot, but lots. So Ephesians 1. So catch up quickly. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read it from 1, and we're going to cross over to chapter 2 and stop at verse 10. So it's all one street. They had to put the chapters so it's easy to read. But it's just one continuous message. Praise the Lord. All right, Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Ephesus is just a city. We've been to that place. So praise the Lord. It's still existing. But thank God that we have a copy of the word of God so we can be enjoying this word today. Say amen. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. Say amen. You never have to worry whether you are loved. You are already accepted and you are beloved. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his glory, of his grace, wherein he had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him. Somebody shout hallelujah. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Somebody say, do so in my life, Lord. Say amen. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and you are sealed with his Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I'm sealed. So you are not crackable. Say amen. Nothing can crack you. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm not crackable. Nothing can ever destroy your life except you surrender yourself to the enemy. I'm sealed. I am sealed. Not just sealed with any seal, but the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Holy Spirit of promise, continue to remain intact in my life. Say a big amen. 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Somebody say amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Somebody say, thank God for deliverance. Somebody say, I'm delivered. Say, praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and had raised us up together, and had made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where are you sitting this morning? Yes, your spirit person should always be in heavenly places. Your physical is what is on earth. Earth is earth, spirit is spirit. So your physical is what is sitting here, but your spirit man always connect to God 24/7. Say amen. But you have to yield it, otherwise it doesn't. It likes to stay on earth. So may you change your position today. Say amen. These are inheritance, he said, is given to us. So take ownership of your inheritance. Say amen. Somebody say, I take ownership of my inheritance in Christ Jesus. Say amen. Verse 7, we read up to 10, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Whatever miracles, whatever signs, whatever wonders, whatever blessings you have seen on earth, it's not compared to what is coming. Say, it's coming. Somebody say, it's coming. And I'm going to get my portion. Say amen. 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Somebody say, I receive the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. May you walk in good works. May you walk in the things God has made for you and your family. May you never walk outside that. In Jesus' name, rise with me. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your holy word. We've read your word. Your word has gone forth. Let it be made manifest in our lives. May we be a testimony of your holy word. In the name of Jesus, may we not be hearers that hears and quickly forget. May we hear and keep and retain and use what you have given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word walk in our lives. And may we walk the word in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for all the goodness and all the riches that you've given to us in Christ Jesus. We stay in that heavenly places. We do our dealings from these heavenly places. We walk, we talk, we act, we operate from this place in Christ Jesus. Father, quicken every member that hears your voice today, that they will be exactly what you have called them to be. In the name of Jesus, may we be enlightened and may we walk in the light. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, O God, for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within our walls and our palaces. Peace, peace, peace. Lord, do only what you can do. Father, protect your people. Give wisdom. Give knowledge. Give understanding. Give the arm of the Lord to your people. You are the shield and the buckler. You are the defender. Defend your people, Lord. Father, touch, O God. Let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. October is almost here. The whole mess started in October. Father, fix this mess. Only by your dealing. The works of man can never do it. Only by your hand. Touch your people, Lord. Let the innocent not continue to perish because of the foolishness of their leaders. Father, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Raise up holy and righteous leaders who will love God and love people. In the name of Jesus. And those who do not love God and love people, remove them from leadership. Cleanse the leadership of nations, O God. Draw the people to you, Lord. And let the prophets and the priests rise and speak the holy word of God, that you will do what you need to do, that kings and priests will begin to reign the way you have asked them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Father, remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let that blessing continue. Let it continue for the nation of Israel. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Father, that blessing, let it flow now. Flow to all nations. For out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Let it now flow to Canada. Flow to America. Flow to Nigeria. Flow to Spain. Flow to France. Flow to Belgium. Flow to the nations of the earth. Flow to all the continents. In the mighty name of Jesus. Flow, God, to all First Nations, islands of the seas. Let people turn back and begin to call on God. They can see that something is happening in the earth, that they do not have the answer. Jesus is the answer. May they begin to call Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will come and begin to deliver your people. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, heal your people. Those who are expecting a miracle, give it to them. We declare healing over God's people. Be healed, be restored, be made whole. In the name of Jesus, may you have a testimony. May your testimony be, God has done it again. In the name of Jesus, financial breakthroughs, miracles, favor, goodness of God, divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, law cases won by God's people, shame the devil and lift your people up. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Every wrong be made right now. Set the captives free. Set the captives that have been kept in bondage for decades. Set them free. Be free. Come out of your cave. Come out of your captivity and walk in the light of God. We declare, let there be light and God's favor. You will dance before God and you will sing before God. And you will say, God is good. Can somebody say, God is good? God is good to me and my household. We give you praise. We thank you, God, that you have done it again. Thank you for mega testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the word this morning. Be in the service. Be with your people. May we all receive from your presence. May bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word. And those who publish the word, telling somebody the Lordship of Jesus and his amazing saving grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.